Om Shanti, The Importance of Putting a Full Stop, Part 2. Before I start the class, let me share with you a very profound story of how, by using the power of the full stop, it helped me in a very difficult situation. The incident happened a few years ago. It was during the rainy season, and it had been raining non-stop, continuously for a few days. But one afternoon, the rain suddenly stopped. So I decided to go out to get some important errands done. After finishing all the work, it was already quite late, and I thought to myself, well, not so good timing as the roads were getting jammed, and worse still, the rain began to pour again. The traffic got so bad that the cars were not moving at all. Realizing that I might be late for an important meeting that evening, I decided to take another route back to the center, even though I was not so familiar with that route at all. After going some distance, I could see that the traffic jam this time was just as bad, and worse still, this area was flooded. I couldn't turn back, as I was stuck between a sea of cars, and the only thing I could do was to move ahead, inch by inch in the flooded jam. Then suddenly there was a loud noise at the back of my car. What happened? It seemed something underneath my car caused that noise. As I tried to drive my car out of a ditch, it was quite frightening. By the noise, the car noise, as I tried to drive my car out, it got worse. And worse was, I didn't know the area well, and my car is now in trouble. I thought I better make a call to the center to inform them about my predicament. But oh dear, the mobile phone was not in my bag. I must have left it at the center. As the noise under the car grew louder, I decided to pull to the side of the road, where the flood water was not so high, and just stopped there for a while. But thoughts of dismay appeared in my mind, as I didn't know the area and also which way to go back. I don't know much about mechanics, car mechanics, and I didn't have my car phone with me, my handphone with me. So sitting there watching the rain hitting on the window pane, I suddenly received the touching of applying the three dots. So I did that. I applied the first dot of I, the soul, a victorious jewel, a destroyer of obstacles, and I applied the second dot. I am a child of the Supreme Father, the Almighty Authority. And then the third dot, the drama is beneficial. Even though the scene in front of me did not seem so. So I did this a few rounds, the three dots. And then I received the comforting feeling that Baba was there with me and he would definitely send help. Then after a while, The rain stopped and people began to come out onto the roads. I saw an old man passing by, a lady with high heels came along. Then suddenly I saw a gentleman coming towards where I parked my car. I quickly got out of the car and I asked if he could help. He smiled and then said, "Yes, of course, what can I do?" After telling him my problem, he bent down and saw that the undercarriage was damaged. To cut the story short, he used some strings and whatever materials we could find in the car to solve the problem temporarily, but good enough for me to get back to the center, he assured. He then also helped me call the center and showed me the direction of how to get out of that massive jam, traffic jam, and on my way back to the center. So, by focusing our mind, by not focusing our mind on the problem, but putting a full stop to waste and negative thoughts, we could connect with Baba more powerfully, who would then definitely send help, definitely help the children. And so, yes, this is what I'm going to share with you today. The importance, the power of putting a full stop, part two. So, how to put a full stop? What are the yuktis? So, before I share with you the yuktis and the tips, and what are the prerequisites we must do so as to make the full stop very firm instead of a question mark or an exclamation mark, let me first of all recap what we did in the first part of the class. So I shared the immense importance of putting a full stop then in my first class. You see, unless we understand and realize the importance of something, we don't really feel so motivated, so intoxicated to do it, isn't it? We are not so determined to do it, even though we are told it is good, it would be useful to us, we still would not do it with such determination. And so, in other words, we do not put the force of 20 nails into it. And Baba has said, you have to put a full stop in a second. So, dear brothers and sisters, a second is very fast. It is like instantly, immediately as something happens, whatever that thought is in your mind at that time, that's it. That's it. So what are the things that we need to know? The effort we need to make. The effort we need to make prior to that final moment. So here it is, a number of tips for you so that you can master this very important lesson. So, the first step to increasing the ability to put a full stop is the practice of introversion. We need to first slow down. We need to cultivate the habit of turning inwards more and more. Because introversion is very powerful. But extroversion, on the other hand, is wasteful. When we merge the wasteful sound of our lips and transform that into its essence, we accumulate that power within us. The more we inculcate the virtue of introversion, the habit of silencing our mind, the better it is in increasing our controlling power and thereby the ability to put a full stop. So, If we really want to be successful in our efforts to put a full stop, the first thing, the first step to do is to become introverted. And not only introversion, we need to become a detached observer. The detached observer. I once read an article about Daddy Junkie's realization and practice, and she shared, once Daddy Junkie realized that someone was lying, and so Daddy went to Baba to report it. Baba said to Daddy, "Child, this is not your business. Your duty is simply to keep your eye on yourself. Keep your line with Chief Baba clear and don't worry about anything else." From that moment onwards, Daddy shared that she was very careful never to interfere in anyone else's business. Instead, she maintained the attitude of a detached observer with pure feelings and good wishes for all. So, as we better understand what is truly our business and what isn't, we will interfere less with others and focus more on our own self-progress. This means that we will be able to put a full stop to the leakage of wasteful thoughts and begin to accumulate the treasure store of pure feelings and good wishes. So from time to time, I would like to suggest instead and urge you that throughout the day, detach from your work and relationships, detach from everything in this old world, and become a detached observer. Instead of becoming engrossed in the scene in front of you, imagine as though you are watching a movie or a real-life theater. So we can enjoy it, laugh at it, appreciate the actors, for they are all only playing a role, whether good or bad. And besides introversion and detached observer, we must also keep a full stock of all powers. A full stock of all powers. An important attention we have to pay now is to stock up, to accumulate a stock of all powers so that we are able to use the right powers at the right time and not by deceived by the situation that we are going through. What are the powers? We all know the eight powers very well, but in addition to that, they are also the power of thoughts and words, the power of truth, the power of peace, the power of love, touching and catching powers, ruling and controlling powers, power of silence, and others. So the first step to accumulating these powers is to understand that I have the seed of all these powers within me. Baba has given me as an inheritance these powers. They already exist within myself. And what I need to do is just to re-emerge them, of course, with Baba's help. And knowing is not good enough, we need to contemplate, to think more deeply about them, what they mean and how they can work for me in my life. Then I need to practice using them. Through that practice over and over again, I can then nurture the seed so that the powers grow and manifest in my life. Next, I need to flame them in the fire of meditation. The very act of turning within, connecting to my own source of inner strength, would help me to become aware of these subtle powers. And most importantly, we also need to connect with the super powerhouse to reignite and harness these powers within the self. And I heard this story about Dadi. I once heard a sister, a senior sister, who was sharing in a class for double foreigners in Madhuban. And that sister in her class said that they were having a meeting, a senior teacher's meeting with Dadi Prakashmani, when Dadi was alive at that time. During the meeting, one of them, one of those teachers, got very upset and complained a lot about Dadi, that she didn't do this, she didn't do that, and as head of the organization, she didn't do that. Everyone was amazed and kept silent. They went silent. And Dadi also remained silent. That sister went on for a couple of minutes, after which she left the meeting in a not so pleasant manner. The teacher who shared this incident then asked Dadi, "Dadi, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you stop her? Why did you allow her to go on ranting like that? And Dadi, what were you thinking at that time?" You know what Dadi said? She said, Dadi Prakashmani said, "I was just checking if I have a stock of the powers within me and what power I should use at that time." So you see, even Dadi, very senior, she is so wise. So similarly, in order to enable us to put a full stop, we need to check if we have a full stock, especially when situations come to test me, because only then, only those who are full of all powers can become destroyers of obstacles. Dadi, who was the head of the organization, was so humble and wise. She knew she would pass with honors, and so, instead of wasting her time and energy, she went inwards and checked on herself if she had the powers, and that she had to make sure that she used the right power at the right time. So checking and accumulating a stock of all powers. And the next step is really important, as I shared in the story at the beginning, is applying the three dots. The dot, I the dot, Baba the dot, and Dharma also a dot. Those who are aware of the three dots are able to put a full stop in all situations. When applying the first dot of I, the soul, my mind becomes calm and my body will become cool. I will then be able to go within and remain in soul conscious and not allow the external situation or other people to affect and influence me. I would then be able to draw power from within the self and hence able to control the situation. The second dot is I, the soul. I, the soul, connect with Baba, the powerhouse, the almighty authority. When I have the awareness of the second dot, I am able to take might from Baba. I become empowered, and it then become like a double engine to face and overcome any challenging situation. Just the other day, I was listening to an old class on Tapasya by Sister Jayanti. She shared that when a group of double foreigners was about to leave Madhuban, one of them asked Dadi Jayanti, "What is the difference between power and might? What is the difference between power and might?" Dadi gave a very concise and powerful answer. She said, "Power is from me, the soul, and might is from God, from Baba." So think about this. What does it mean to you? And most often, the first two dots are okay. They are easier. But the trouble is in applying the third dot, and that of drama. We are particularly weak in applying the third dot. We already know, as we have heard this many times, that drama is powerful, drama is beneficial, drama is predestined. It cannot be changed even the slightest bit. It is fixed. Each actor's role in it is also fixed. So what does this mean? Well, it means nothing new. Whatever happens, nothing new. That when any situation comes in front of me, I must not be surprised by it. I must not be startled. I should not question, how come this can also happen? But I should immediately accept it and not let it affect or shake me in any way. And hence, my stage remains stable, unshakable, and immovable. So, it is very important that the whole essence of knowledge is in the three dots. So how important it is that we have to pay attention to these three dots. And next is, we need to increase our controlling power. So before we can even be successful in applying the three dots, we have to check if there is wastage in our thoughts, words and actions. Waste thoughts lead to wasteful words and wasteful actions. We have the aim sometime, like, today I will not speak anything wasteful. Today I will only speak sweet, kind and gentle words. And today I will only perform elevated actions throughout the day according to the Father's directions. Sometimes we are very intoxicated in the beginning of the day and we make such aim. Well, it is good to have such aim. I am not saying that we shouldn't pay attention to this, but I feel, first of all, it is more important to have control over our thoughts. It is important to pay attention to planting seeds of good thoughts. And this will happen when we have control over our mind. There has to be so much control over our mind that we are able to concentrate on it whenever we want. And in that way, we will be able to exercise birth control over any wasteful situation. Controlling power means I have the ability to start thinking about something if I want to, or to create certain thoughts in my mind if I want to, and the ability also to not to think about it if I don't want to. It means I'm able to start or stop at my will. I have the ability to control ways and put a full stop to it in a second. This practice will enable me to put a full stop whenever I want. And then there is the aspect of battling. If we are battling, it means we do not have controlling power. If we are battling, it means we are under the influence of Maya Ravan. And constant battling is not good. It will weaken our immune system, spiritual immune system. So, therefore, in order to be able to fight Maya, we need controlling power over our mind, intellect, and sanskars. Only then will we be successful in putting a full stop and become a victorious jewel. And the next prerequisite or the next practice we need to do is complete faith. Well, at the end, my victory is based on faith. We already know about the four aspects of faith, that is faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in the family, and faith in drama. The first two faith are easier, most of us. But faith in the family and drama, big question mark. These pose the biggest challenges, and very often we are not able to pass fully in these two. Faith in the BK family and in drama. Hence, I should pay more attention to this. I must always think that I must pass, no matter what happens, no matter what someone is like, how difficult the person is, how challenging the situation is, no matter what the atmosphere is like, have the firm aim and determination that I will pass, that I must pass. Let there always be faith in your intellect that you are an embodiment of success. When my faith is strong to such an extent, then it is easier to put a full stop in any situation. And on the basis of this faith, we can become unshakable, immovable, and a carefree emperor. So these are the points that I have shared. The prerequisite or the practice I need to make first before I'm able to put a full stop fully. And so what are those points? Let me repeat them. First is introversion. Second is detached observer. Third is full stock of all powers. And fourth is applying the three dots. I the dot, Baba the dot, and drama a dot. And fifth, increasing our controlling power. And sixth, complete faith. So these are the points, they're very important. But before I end the class, I would like to share with you yet another story, a very wonderful story of a sister. Well, a sister shared with me not too long ago, her grave concern her great concern that she was experiencing insomnia and restlessness as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. She has lost her job. Her husband was also facing the same situation. They have three children who are in college. She was in a state of anxiety and worry, and she feared for their financial situation. Besides the children's education, they also have repayment for their house and car loans. And so while she was sharing with me, I inquired if she was still doing meditation regularly. She replied that she had been doing, but not quality ones, as her mind kept going, kept thinking and worrying about the family's financial situation, what would happen to them with no job and no income. And that was a few weeks ago. But if you were to ask her now, she would definitely sound more positive and optimistic of the future. Even though their problem had not completely disappeared, but her confidence level had increased, and she shared that her meditation has improved tremendously as she is now able to focus better, as she's able to put her mind, so to say, under control. So what happened? What brought about the change? It was faith, surrender, and most importantly, applying the three dots intensely, she said. After I shared with her, she was practically doing it constantly, as much as she could. And what was more important was that brought about the change was putting a full stop to all the wasteful thinking, the fearful worry, and so on. She could put a full stop more powerfully, because her energy is now directed towards getting herself more powerful spiritually. Her mind is able to shift from focusing on the problems to finding solutions. And she also shared with me just the other day that she managed to get a part-time job, online job, which will somehow help ease her financial problem. So why I'm sharing with you this is that this clearly illustrates that when we pack up, when we put a full stop to waste and negative thoughts, negative situations, we are not only able to handle the problems, but we are able to find solutions to overcome the problems. And so finally, to end the class, this finally, Man Manabhav. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Well, dear brothers and sisters, the drama is now coming to an end. We are to return home. So every morning, practice that you have incarnated. Practice that you have incarnated. And so with that practice, it will be easy to return home with our sweet Baba in the final moment. So Om Shanti, Om Shanti.